Thank you. What I understood in this forum is that everyone is aware that dignity is essential for mental health treatment, and that there are many organizations and people trying to implement that with action plans and education to human rights. I find it very good, but from my experience, my user's point of view, I know that it is not enough if it remains too much abstract and only rules. Many times it is not enough to reach the person in her mental world and then to treat her in a really adapted manner, respecting dignity and human rights. For me, this topic of dignity and human rights in itself shows that even with the best goodwill of the world, which I can see here, people who want to help have a kind of protection barrier which makes them consider the mentally ill persons are deeply different. For instance, for the case of your own family, you would never speak about human rights regarding its members. I think that the first step to help the person is to understand deeply, really, the person, not with rules, codes, or science, but with good sense and compassion. Although I find all your work indispensable and great, I think that the best way to respect the dignity and human rights and to help the people to go better is to treat them as you would treat the members of your own family, not otherwise. Every sign of special treatment, even with goodwill, is felt by us as a discrimination and inferiorizing, and it cannot help to go better. The problem is that it is very difficult for not different people to put themselves in the shoes of different people. And of course, it is frightening. People who are suffering in their brain or mind or heart need to be helped without barriers, without judgment. Like when you learn a second language, you don't decide that it is inferior or bad. If you manage to remove the human barriers as well as the physical barriers, like being in a hospital, which shows to the person that she is seen as different and a problem, then it will be much easier to help these persons, and then there will be no human rights or dignity problem, like in your family. Some people are really mentally ill, and sometimes it's more a matter of point of view. The social system also, globally, is not sane. And many times, this is why people fall into mental suffering. For me, many problems come from the lack of understanding and the fear. And the solution is real, sincere efforts to understand each of us, to communicate, to appreciate everyone, instead of putting people into boxes. And I don't know how to learn other languages without the help of the users, especially the bilingual ones. Thank you.